USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A U.S. Senate committee has approved legislation that would, if enacted, require young women to register for selective service alongside men and, in the rare event of a war or other national emergency, be drafted for the first time in the nation's history.
We are living in the 21st century where men and women are to be considered equal, then we have to be considered equal on all fronts.
If it was a draft that included young men and young women, that seems appropriate and fair.
I think that's fair. I do. I think women are being included in everything, and hopefully we don't end up in a situation where we ever need the draft again.
Several states scaled back their reporting of COVID-19 statistics this month, just as cases across the country started to skyrocket, depriving the public of real-time information on outbreaks, cases, hospitalizations, and deaths in their communities. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Out-of-state crews headed to Montana Saturday to battle a blaze that injured 5 firefighters as the West struggled with a series of fires that have ravaged rural lands and destroyed homes. Progress was being made on the nation's largest blaze, the Bootleg Fire in Oregon, but additional mandatory evacuations were ordered Friday evening, and less than half of it had been contained, fire officials said. The growth of the sprawling fire had slowed, but increased fire activity was expected Saturday, and thousands of homes remained threatened on its eastern side, authorities said. Crews continue to battle to contain the Oregon wildfire. This is Marcus Kaufman, Public Information Officer for the Oregon Department of Forestry.
So right now we're at about 40% containment and over 400,000 acres. So in the last couple of days, the fire hasn't grown very much. It's grown like 1,000 acres in the last couple of days.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A federal court on Friday ruled that the CDC overstepped its authority by halting evictions during the COVID-19 pandemic. The Cincinnati-based U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals unanimously agreed with a lower court ruling that said the CDC engaged in federal overreach with the eviction moratorium, which the agency has consistently extended for months. Several weeks ago, the CDC announced it would allow the policy, which was passed into law by Congress, to expire at the end of July. GM recalls Chevy Bolts over a problem with Volts. Here's USA's Wendy King.
GM has issued a safety recall for almost 70,000 Chevy Bolt electric vehicles due to a defect in their batteries that could spark a fire. The recall affects Bolts manufactured between 2017 and 2019. GM said it will replace defective battery modules at no cost. The recall comes after 2 vehicles caught fire. The automaker is asking Bolt owners to park the vehicles outside until they're fixed and that they charge them fully each night and return them to 90% of charge limitation using Hilltop Reserve mode. The cars previously underwent a recall that updated software related to the battery-driven drivetrain. The recall affects about 50,000 Bolts in the U.S. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.